Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm your host, Cynthia Pooler. And my guest today is Council Member Judd Crasher. And Judd is going to talk about the municipal internet that he proposed a while back, and also to kind of give us a couple of updates on the budget. So, Judd, we had done a show about the municipal internet when you first proposed it. What happened since then?
Well, thanks so much for having me on, Cynthia. It's always a pleasure. So, yeah, we did have a chat about a municipal internet service, but released the possibility of it in the city of Albany based on a piece of legislation that I introduced to create a commission that would be at zero cost to taxpayers, and that would tap into the intellectual resources that exist in the city of Albany to look into the financing, logistics, feasibility of creating a citizen-owned and municipally-run internet service here in the city of Albany. And as just some background, there is a growing movement with municipalities across this country to buy in to the point of view that internet service is more than a luxury. It has moved beyond that point. It is a necessity for folks to have access to high quality internet, and that it should be a public utility that is owned by the public. So a great example of that is Chattanooga, Tennessee, of all places. They have a sort of the gold standard of municipal internet, where they have internet speeds that reach 1 gigabyte per second, which blows any other private competition out of the water anywhere else in the country. And as a result of their investment in municipal internet infrastructure, just with that investment alone, which certainly was a significant one, that Chattanooga, Tennessee has seen a rapid expansion of economic development, rapid improvement of access to internet service for every single one of their residents. So it's been this win all around for citizens that are struggling financially, for the commercial sector, and for attracting more business into that city. So there's a great deal of study that's been done to show that moving in the direction of municipal internet makes sense from a whole host of perspectives, from a social justice perspective, from an economic development perspective. And I wanted a committee to look into the possibility of doing that in New York's capital city. So what happened was the mayor seemed to like that idea, or at least a portion of that idea. And instead of embracing the model that I was suggesting, proposed and created unilaterally her own committee to look into internet availability, a very broad internet availability and hurdles that the business sector experiences with internet access within the city of Albany. Then the mayor went so far as to hire a consultant, the Millennium Group, to look into, to be a partner with that committee, to examine those very issues. And just recently, the mayor authorized over $30,000 in taxpayer money to go into the pockets of this consultant to conduct a study that could be conducted by a couple of college students with using Google and a couple of other search engines to examine the availability or lack thereof of internet in the city of Albany. So what was, I think, a specific, very focused idea with my proposal, the mayor, of course, in her hyper-political fashion, had to exclude those, including myself, who were pushing for this particular proposal instead proposed and created her own committee that had very little to do with, actually nothing to do with, looking into municipal internet, and really is a tantamount to a PR stunt that is costing taxpayers money.
Now, how many cities across the nation has implemented what you proposed?
So there's about probably a little more than half a dozen that have really fully implemented municipal-owned internet. There are dozens and dozens of municipalities across the country that are exploring the feasibility of creating municipal internet within their own municipality. Just about a little over an hour south of here, Westchester County is doing just that. A news story came out about 2 weeks ago announcing, local officials there announcing that they will be creating a committee to look into the same matter that I want to look into in the city of Albany, which is creating municipal internet. So other municipalities get it. The folks in downstate, at least in Westchester County, get it, the importance of it. There is a tremendous opportunity in the city of Albany with our proximity to other cities, Troy, Schenectady, Waterville, Green Island, Cohoes, to partner with them in creating not just a city of Albany municipal internet service, but a regional municipal internet service that is owned by the residents in all of those cities to benefit this entire corridor of the capital region. There's a lot of potential and excitement there, but again, this mayor has shown to be an obstacle, and putting up blockades to real progress in the city of Albany.
Now, I'm hooked up to the internet, as I'm sure you are, and there's a number of, everybody, a lot of people have internet service. So what you're proposing, how would that differ from what people are receiving right now?
Oh, it would be a dramatic shift in the quality of customer service, the quality of internet service. I'll give you, let's just look at it from a pricing perspective, and we'll use Chattanooga, Tennessee as an example. Their highest tier price for their gigabyte internet service is $70 a month. That is astoundingly affordable for many folks for that level of internet, and certainly affordable for our small businesses and larger businesses. That's their highest tier and stunningly fast internet. And then it goes down in grades as far as internet speed. But as you go down from 1 gigabyte, you also go down in price, and you still have quality, reliable internet. And by the fact that it is citizen-owned and run by the municipality or municipalities, there is far easier for you, me, anybody, that when something goes wrong, to hold that particular entity, that our internet service provider, accountable, and to make changes when necessary, because it is a publicly owned entity and run by the municipality or municipalities. So, for example, if there's a problem with the customer service, that can be addressed very quickly. You can speak directly to your local elected officials, who can have direct input in the leadership structure of the everyday operations of the municipal internet service provider. It is directly accountable to the people instead of Time Warner Cable, and which is now Charter, or any other private entity like Verizon. where they're not accountable to their customers, that at the end of the day, they're really accountable to their shareholders and maximizing profit. So it would be a dramatic and it's, in, some would say, radical proposal to drastically change how we look at internet service in the city of Albany. But what we have seen in municipalities that have gone full forward with this, and such as Chattanooga, they have embraced it with open arms. It is working incredibly well for everybody. And the only people that are not happy about it are those big, giant internet corporations and cable corporations who are missing out on business, and oh well for them.
Wow. So I'm gonna be so bold as to ask, is there some kind of an alliance between the mayor and possibly Time Warner and Verizon for her to adhere to their wishes and put a stop to this?
Well, there is a franchise agreement between the city of Albany and Time Warner Cable. That's something that needs to be examined and needs to be looked at. That's not really a new agreement. Time Warner Cable has had, which again is becoming Charter Communications, has had a stranglehold on the city of Albany for quite some time. I know that a lot of people want Verizon to come into the city of Albany for their internet service, which is significantly faster than Time Warner. However, again, it's not the best case scenario, not by far. If Verizon were to come in and build in their fiber infrastructure, which, by the way, they've shown a complete unwillingness to do, but if they did, it would be a different kind of service where the service is significantly more expensive in many respects, depending on what tier of internet speed you're looking for. What Verizon will also do that Time Warner doesn't do is Verizon will lock you into contracts, that's something that we can't stand. We already have been down that road of knowing how horrendous contracts can be with cell phone providers. So there are some real downfalls with both options. So as far as the relationship, though, between the mayor, specifically the mayor and Verizon or Time Warner, I don't know. What I can say is that at the city level, there is that franchise agreement. And I think that we would be far better served if we had municipal internet as opposed to a essentially permissible monopoly in the city of Albany via this franchise agreement with Time Warner. I think city residents would be far better served with internet that they own, that each citizen had ownership in. Because, again, internet is no longer at a point where it's a luxury. It is a necessity. It is used for a whole host of functions, applying to jobs, checking on the status of your child's homework, for children to do homework, for college students to do homework, for businesses to do anything, virtually anything. They need to be connected to the internet in a whole host of ways. The internet has become as much of a necessity as telecommunication devices, our phones, and we need to be treating it as such. So I think that the future of the internet is through these municipally operated or intermunicipal internet services, where the public has direct ownership in them, because should not be a private function, but a public good and publicly administered service.
So you spoke about this on Focus on Albany a while back. You know, you had proposed this. And after you had proposed it, what happened? And then were the other council members upset about what had happened to you with this piece of legislation?
No, no, the vast majority of council members were not upset, of course, because the vast majority, well, let me amend that, everything that I have proposed with maybe a couple of exceptions has been blocked in some capacity by the mayor's allies on the council. We did have a committee meeting. This was, my legislation was referred to the planning committee, which is chaired by Mayor Sycophant and Majority Leader Dan Herring of the 13th Ward. And that meeting was interesting because I was outlining my arguments why I think we should move forward, stating very clearly that this would not be an expense for the city, that it is something that we would be wise to look at because it is the future, at least in my estimation, of internet service. And Council Member Kathy Fahey of the 7th Ward was masterful in her obstruction of moving my legislation forward, and the committee agreed with her demands. She did not want to move my legislation out of committee until I provided a detailed accounting and financial reporting of the costs that went in to the building of the infrastructure, of the internet infrastructure in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So think about that. Now, I am obviously an elected official in the city of Albany, and in order to placate the concerns of Council Member Kathy Fahey, and again, the rest of the planning committee was on board with that request by the council member, I would have had to go through hundreds and hundreds of pages of documents, countless hours of research as an individual to come up with perhaps what Council Member Fahey was looking for. And I have very little doubt that even if I went through that painstaking process of research to find those financial figures, that it still wouldn't have been good enough. And, of course, it was a distraction from the issue. My piece of legislation wasn't proposing the creation of the infrastructure. The whole point of that committee was to do the very work that she requested of me, which is to look into, in part, the financing options available in creating such infrastructure, the feasibility, the logistics, what would be required legally. But of course, there was a clever way to obstruct that progress by saying it was up to me to come up with those financial figures and get way ahead of ourselves from Chattanooga, Tennessee. So it was effectively blocked by the planning committee, and very shortly thereafter, the mayor proposed her own committee, as I mentioned, to very broadly and have this nebulous mission of looking into the access and availability of internet service in the city of Albany. Well, we already know it stinks. That's a surprise to no one. Maybe it will be a surprise to the mayor because her and her inner circle live in this bubble. But when you just step out of that for a moment and talk to everyday Albany residents, they will tell you internet service, Time Warner internet service is absolutely terrible. The customer service is terrible. It doesn't take a consultant. It certainly doesn't take tens of thousands of taxpayer dollars to figure that out. Not at all. But it makes for a good press release. It makes for good for decent PR, I suppose. And it'll probably be a bullet point on the mayor's reelection campaign propaganda if she chooses to, if indeed she chooses to run.
Mm-hmm. So the piece of legislation was supported by Council Member Fahey. At that point, there were 13 other council people What was their reaction?
Well, Councilmember Faye did not support my legislation, did support the mayor's unilateral act to create this separate committee. The reaction from the other council members, the only feedback I received was from my friend and colleague, Councilmember Camisso, saying that that really, you know, in typical fashion of obstructionism, wasn't a surprise, and he expressed disappointment to me about it. Other than that, though, certainly no other council member approached me to, you know, express any frustration or anything about the matter. I have had, you know, conversations with council members O'Brien, Robinson, and Bailey about it. They saw exactly what the mayor's act was, for exactly what it was, which was an attempt to subvert what I was attempting to do with my own proposal. But other than that, it really got jammed up. I am, though, you know, it's still on the council agenda, so I'm just waiting here now to see what comes of this report, and I'm sure it'll be, you know, another massive waste of taxpayer money, but I'm waiting for this report to come out from our own committee. And after that happens, I'm going to continue pushing for this, because I do think it is so important that we seriously look into the feasibility of this.
So, for instance, myself, when I turn on my internet, I get it from Time Warner. And I think it costs like about 40 or 50 bucks a month. So my bill would go from $50 a month down to, like you said, $7. Is that correct?
Well, it would depend on the pricing structure that was ultimately figured out by the commission and the eventual, I mean, this is getting many steps ahead in the process, but that would be determined by the actual internet service provider that is created, the municipal-run internet service provider. But what we can do as far as using kind of your billing as a metric, you know, that as it stands right now, 1 gig internet in Chattanooga, Tennessee, will cost you $70, which is incredibly inexpensive, given how fast that internet speed is. And the businesses in particular have been overjoyed with that, because it makes that particular municipality, Chattanooga, stand out in a massive way when it comes to internet connectivity. I mean, when you have gigabyte internet, you are talking about truly lightning fast speed. You are talking about the ability to download massive, massive files in a matter of a few minutes. Obviously, of course, depending on their size. So that's the highest tier, $70. As I said, they move down from there. The point in that is, without, you know, knowing for sure what the end result of municipal internet in Albany would look like, the bill that you're currently paying, if you continue paying that same price, not only be getting a better customer service experience, you would also be getting significantly faster internet for the same price.
Have you spoken to anybody in Tennessee about this?
Yeah, I reached out to some residents there to get a sense of what their views are on internet service, and they adore it. I mean, it is truly one of the primary bragging points for the city, and rightfully so. And as I mentioned earlier, it is a benefit to everyone. What's important to mention, too, is that because I fundamentally, and so many others fundamentally, believe that internet service is a public good, that everyone should have access to it. So under this model, what I would like to see is that no one should be in a position where they cannot afford internet. Now, I'm certainly not suggesting that everyone should have access to 1 gigabyte internet, although that would be certainly a wonderful thing, although the feasibility of that as it stands right now would probably be tremendously difficult. But if you are a low-income earner and you're working 2 jobs and you're, you know, still having a hard time paying for your rent and so forth, you should still have access to internet. So what I think we need to be doing, too, is making sure that for those individuals, while we wouldn't necessarily be able to provide the fastest or even significantly fast internet speeds, we should not be putting up any barriers to internet service. So internet service for those individuals will be provided at a significant fraction of the cost of what it would be if they signed up for Time Warner Cable. So that to make it as affordable as possible, we're talking, you know, in the tens, $10 in that range for folks who are really struggling financially.
Now, the people who find it difficult to pay for internet service, do a lot of people use the services provided by the library?
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of many reasons why our libraries are such an asset to our city. And that in that capacity alone, our libraries serve a very important function. So as we all know, the capacity, the ability for libraries to handle, it's limited, the ability of our libraries. So they can only have a certain number of people using computers at once in a particular branch. They only have a certain number of computers. They're only open, you know, for certain hours during the week. So that would still be in place, and the internet. So the dream is to have internet service at our libraries to be super fast at that gigabyte level, but to expand that out so people either can't get to a library or a library is at maximum capacity. They can go home or they can go open up their laptops. They can access that municipal internet at a significantly inexpensive rate, and still have access to internet. I think that's so important that no matter who you are, where you live in the city, you have access to internet.
Now, as of right now, it's being studied by consultants, correct?
The consultant that's in place right now is not studying municipal internet. No. The mission of this committee is quite vague. Looking into the assessing the landscape of what access to internet is like in Albany. And again, we already know the answer to that. So no, this consultant is not looking into the feasibility, the financing possibilities, the logistics of municipal internet. Not even close.
Okay. As of right now, what is the likelihood that your bill will see the light of day?
Well, I think if it depends on how quickly in part, it depends on how quickly the report comes out from this particular committee and consultant. I'm expecting it to be quite unimpressive, as are most of the products we get out of consultants in the under this administration in the city of Albany. And at that point, I think I'll have an even greater standing to make my case for my own commission. But even if this is delayed or for some reason it takes way longer than what I'm thinking right now, and if I'm so lucky as to be reelected next year, it's something that I'm going to push for into next year and beyond, because, again, I think it is critical for the for residents, for the economic development of our city to have this process in place. And perhaps, you know, this commission could conclude that it's just not feasible. I suppose that definitely is a conclusion that the commission could reach, but we at least have to look into it. And again, my commission is tapping into the intellectual resources that exist in the city of Albany, not some consultant outside the city of Albany. We have enormous interest from residents in this proposal. When I first introduced the legislation, I received scores of phone calls expressing interest in serving on the committee, expressing interest in providing input to the committee. There's a lot of excitement out there for people to have superior internet service at a reasonable cost. So I don't think this issue is going anywhere, in part because I'm going to keep pushing for it, but also because it's of great interest to many people that live in the city of Albany.
Let me ask you this. If we were to get somebody from Tennessee to come on the show and to talk about it, to talk about how it's benefiting the people in their area, would that
sure.
make a difference? Okay, let's
I think it would. Yeah, sure. I think it would be a wonderful, at minimum, I think it would be a wonderful opportunity to educate folks about what Chattanooga has experienced with their municipal service and give some fantastic insight to people here. So certainly I think that's absolutely worthwhile to do.
Okay, so let's do it. Let's work on that project together.
Sure. Sure, I'm on board.
Okay, good. So we could talk about the other stuff we mentioned another time because it's well over a half hour that we've been talking. You have been listening to Jed Crasher, Council Member Jed Crasher on Focus on Albany. And if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. But the most important thing is we are going to be going into a citywide election, and the issues are going to be so important. And I'd like you to help me expand my listenership. If you, anybody who's listening to this, if you could tell one person about Focus on Albany, we could definitely get a much broader listenership. So please help me. And Jed, thank you.
Of course, my pleasure.
Thank you, and thank you, everybody. Have a good day.